5 months ago, we were gathered together at Bethlehem. We were there on the night when the Lord Jesus was born. We saw the manger, we saw the shepherds, we heard the angels, and we saw Our Lady and Saint Joseph. And we beheld the face of the invisible God in the face of a baby. It was beautiful and peaceful, it was safe and it was holy. 50 days ago, we were gathered at the empty tomb. We were there on the morning of the glorious resurrection. We saw the stone that was rolled away. We saw the burial cloths. We heard the announcement of the angels and the message of Mary Magdalene. We heard the voice of Jesus. And we recognized him in a gardener who knew our name. It was beautiful and glorious. It was joyful and holy. A week ago, we were gathered on the mountain. We were gathered as the Lord Jesus ascended into heaven and took his place at the right hand of the Father. We received his blessing. We heard the voices of the angels. We were filled with joy because the Lord promised to remain with us always. And we were told to await the gift of the Holy Spirit. It was beautiful and hopeful. It was comforting and holy. Today we are gathered in the upper room. Here we receive the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. From here we are sent out. We are sent out to all of the world, or at least some small part of it. We are sent out with a power from on high that appeared in tongues of fire over the heads of the apostles. We are sent out with the message of forgiveness and mercy and life and holiness. We are sent out from the upper room. But honestly, dear brothers and sisters, I was comfortable at Bethlehem. It was beautiful and peaceful. I was comfortable at the empty tomb. It was beautiful and glorious. I was even comfortable at the mountain of the Ascension. It was beautiful and comforting. At Bethlehem, at the empty tomb, and at the mountain of the Ascension, we were accepted and we were loved. We were gathered together in the presence of the Lord. We were embraced by the love of God that comes before us. We were embraced by the love of God that surrounds us. We were embraced by the love of God that is promised to us. At Bethlehem, at the empty tomb, and at the mountain of the Ascension, we were accepted and we were loved. I'm comfortable there. And maybe you were too. And I'm comfortable in the upper room. It's beautiful and safe. It's peaceful and holy. In the upper room, I feel protected. In the upper room, I feel secure. There are no school shootings in the upper room. There is no opioid crisis in the upper room. There is no persecution in the upper room. In the upper room, there is prayer and comfort and consolation and community. It is so very tempting to stay in the upper room. Maybe we could build on to the upper room. Maybe we could stay in the upper room, knock out a few walls and make the upper room bigger, and keep the message of salvation and the gift of the Holy Spirit for ourselves. It's safe and it's comfortable in the upper room. But the Spirit sends us out. The Spirit sends us out from the upper room. The Spirit sends us out into the world, and in the world we meet rejection. In the world we meet hostility. In the world we meet hatred and jealousy and persecution. I was comfortable in the upper room. And maybe you were too. But the Spirit sends us out. The Spirit sends us out with the power from on high. The Spirit sends us out with the joy of the gospel. The Spirit sends us out, equipped for every good work to build up the kingdom. For the Spirit embraces us, the Spirit empowers us, the Spirit sends us forth, and by the fire of His love, He burns away the fear in our hearts. Because the Spirit has been at work in the world since that moment when the Spirit hovered over the waters at the dawn of creation. The Spirit is joining us to the work that he is already doing. We need not fear leaving the upper room, for the Spirit who sends us out is the Spirit who surrounds us and supports us. But before we are sent out, we shall be fed. Here at the altar, by the power of the Spirit, we will be fed with the bread of life, and the Spirit will lead us through the world and to that kingdom where the Father and the Son, one God, lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.